Hi, V. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tony?
Excellent, excellent. Thanks for taking the time to join me on this little podcast.
Thank you.
So, for those of you that might not know, V Caron, or as the Americans call her, V Caron, is a technical account manager at Simply PHP. I like to call her also account manager, project manager, project coordinator, all of that good stuff. And so before we get into, because I want to know about your routine working from home now. I want to know how you're succeeding so well in managing all these team members from home. But first, you know, listen, you're a millennial, right? You're part of the millennial generation?
Born in the 90s.
Okay, so... So how do you feel? How do you feel about what's going on right now?
I must say that now it's kind of part of the routine, and I've kind of come to the acceptance phase. At the beginning, I'm someone that's, you know, filled with energy. I go to the gym every day, and I go to work, and I go see friends, and, you know, I go running, I do my yoga and all of that. So I'm super, super busy. So at first it was really hard because it was a drastic change to my routine. But so blessed, you know, we are in the wonderful tech industry, which means that we're still working. And, you know, I've worked from home in the past before, so I was kind of, you know, used to it. However, managing a big team was totally new to me. So
wait a second though. I'm talking about V the
V,
person.
Let's
not even talk about business yet.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about everything that's happened? How did you, were you in denial at the beginning? Were you like, how are you as far as that?
Well, I was in denial a little bit at the beginning. And as I was saying, you know, I'm kind of now 6 weeks in, I'm in the acceptance phase. And in all honesty, I must say last week was really hard for me because, you know, starting to miss mom and missing my friends and, you know, living with my boyfriend also. And we live in a tiny downtown apartment with no balcony. So that's another challenge also. So, so as a whole, it's been a great challenge. But with whatever else is going on, it was stressing me out a lot. And I think that my stress was coming from me reading the news every hour, listening to podcasts and just like about it and just try to find a solution because I like to control things. And this is something that I cannot control. Yeah. So, so it was stressing me out. But since I've kind of stepped back on the news and just listening to my podcast in the morning, just to kind of keep me updated as to what's going on. And then after just shutting it down and just, you know, take it as it comes. So, yeah.
So you mentioned missing your mom. So you've really, you haven't seen your mom since this whole time, since this whole episode has began, right? So you've really followed the rules properly. You and your boyfriend are staying put in your apartment?
Yes. So we are not leaving our house for, you know, unnecessary travel. So if we're craving an ice cream, there's no ice cream,
okay.
You know. So we're just going to buy ice cream next time that we go to the grocery store. So really, like, I at the beginning, I was going out for runs early in the morning. But I must say that now I'm a little bit more reluctant since, you know, the volume, like the amount of people that are infected in Montreal has kind of gone up dramatically as well in the past weeks. So just touching things and I just prefer staying home and like not putting myself at risk. So my boyfriend seems to be a little bit more courageous than I. So he just goes to the supermarket, buy our groceries for like 1 or 2 weeks and then comes home and we're kind of living the real confinement. So we're staying home in our tiny downtown apartment and living our lives.
Okay. So your boyfriend's also working from home, I believe, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So how now again now we can transition a little bit into how you're making it happen, because this is interesting, because I know a lot of people that are not making it happen. They're working from home. They're a disaster. They're not able to produce. You are. So take me through, first of all, so you're in a small apartment, two people. Do you each have your own corners? Is he like at one end of the apartment, you're at the other? Are you like telling each other to be quiet? Like what's going on there?
So we're lucky enough that, you know, we have a room, because I'm in the living room /, you know, dining room. And then he's in the bedroom. So he's got his whole setup in the bedroom. So we have a door that's kind of...
Separate location. Okay,
exactly. Right. And it's really hard for him, I think, because his industry is really affected, which is hospitality. So he's not, you know, all of his accounts and all of that, you know, all restaurants and bars, which he doesn't really,
He's in the hospitality. So
yeah.
Restaurants, bars. Okay. What kind of... He does a promotion of... beverages or something?
Yeah, no, he's the Jägermeister ambassador. So, you know, he goes around everywhere in Quebec and just kind of help the other, you know, alcohol reps on, you know, how to increase their sales and all of that. So at the moment, it's very hard because, you know, he can only promote the brand so much being confined in an apartment. But it is, so he's busy, but he's not as busy as I am. So he comes out and he just like looks at me, whether if I have a smile on my face or if I'm really focused, and he's just like, is this a good time to talk? Or like, he's always, you know, willing to have a conversation, but I have to keep in the zone, you know?
So after 6 weeks of confinement together, what about him is bothering you the most? His blinking?
No.
Just kidding.
The way he chews food. I'm just like, it's so loud.
Yeah, you're going to have to fix that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to have to fix that. Oh, that's great. Look, it's great that you're able to at least have two separated workstations, and give my best to him too, because it can't be that easy in the hospitality industry right now, but he seems to be making it happen. So that's great. So tell me now, because I know you, because you and I work hand in hand together, our desks are not far from each other at the office. I think a big part of your management style is getting up, going to talk to the programmers, you know, giving them a pat on the back. This is the way that you influence people, right? So, how do you find it working from home now? And everyone's first, let me know, are you using Slack often, the calling? Are you using Zoom? Like, so first of all, let me know what kind of tools you're using, because I want someone to, you know, perhaps learn from you what kind of tools you're using, and if that is problematic, being that you have such an outgoing, energetic personality that's used to being in the office surrounded by 40, 50 people. So how's that going? Start with the tools, if you don't mind.
So the what I use for tools to communicate with my coworkers internally, well, I mean, it's Slack. So, you know, the Slack calls are super easy, and we are all lazy now. So, and there's no excuse, because you just have to open, you know, the screen, and then you just click on the call button, and then the call just pops up. So it's
Did you give someone a heads up before you call them, or you just call them?
It
could be a dumb question, but
I do both, because sometimes I just don't have time to wait. So I'm just gonna call. But you know, with like reoccurring scrums and all of that, they know their time. But usually, you know, I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to call you in 2 minutes, or if I'm too late, not too lazy, but if I don't have time to write, I'm going to call you in 2 minutes and I need an answer right now, I will call them right away.
Okay.
And that kind of also brings, you know, accountability. because they know that I can call them at any time and they have to be right by the computer to answer within five rings.
Okay, five rings, good. Now, has it happened that someone goes MIA? Because we're not used to working remotely because our business model is everyone works in the office. So has it happened that, you know, someone is missing an action for like a half hour, an hour, or is everyone pretty much engaged?
I would say that 98% of people are engaged. It has happened to me like a few times where I'm like, why isn't it answering my call? But there was like an excuse behind it, or if they know that they will not be at their station, they will say, hey V, I'm not going to be available for the next 30 minutes. So
that's
how we keep each other accountable as well. So that the communication works really well that way.
Okay, so you in communicating internally with, let's say, the, you know, 40, I know you don't communicate with everyone and you don't manage everyone, but the people that you do manage, is it so it's basically all on Slack, video calls type of thing?
Yeah, very rare occasions that, you know, if you don't answer me on Slack, I will text you because everyone has their phone. and it's really like I will only do this if I, like, my client always comes first, right? And if I need an answer right now, I'll do anything to get that answer.
Okay.
But, you know, usually, you know, we've kind of established that at the beginning of the quarantine that we would be using Slack. So I do respect that. But in very rare occasions, you know, I have sent a Slack here and there and say a text here and there. Hey, can you help me with this? Or
okay. Yeah. How would you compare, before we get on to, because I'm curious about communicating with clients as well, but how would you compare like week one of quarantine to this week? Is this week five or week six? Whatever.
I have 1 week ahead. So I don't know how many weeks, but I remember that I started to work from home a week before everyone because I was sick with a really bad flu.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I think we're with week six.
Okay, so, week six. So how would you compare week one to week six now, or even week five, the evolution? Are people just as energetic in it? Because I remember the first week it was trendy, like, working from home, posting selfies of our workstations, and everyone was like so excited. How is it now for the staff?
You kind of just described it very well just then. Like, the first week, everyone was really receptive. Hey, how are you doing? How are you coping with all this? Okay, you're set up, blah, blah. Now that everyone is set up, the only time that you will hear from me really is, okay, what's next for the client, you know, or your next assignment is this one. So I must say that we are very blessed because, you know, all of our devs are super devoted and they, you know, they're really, they know what they have to do. However, I feel like, you know, some people that I'm speaking to a little less, they're kind of pushed to the side. So this morning I actually, and I know that's not necessarily my job, but I kind of went, you know, talk to the people that I don't really have, like, that I don't talk a lot, like, daily, let's say, or even weekly. And I just went to kind of send, like, a little message to those people this morning and say, hey, how you doing? And by the way, how's your project going? You know, so just...
Oh, cool. That's great.
Yeah. And they were super happy to hear from me, and I was happy to hear from them as well. So it's great.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. So... what about, because I know in the office, client calls. Now let's talk about client calls. So I know in the office, direct, you know, just with yourself and a client, I guess there's not a big change, right? You'll probably do it on Zoom. But I know in the office, we have our little Zoom, our little conference rooms. We've got three of them dedicated for video calls with clients and prospects. So you just grab a developer and he or she's in the seat beside you. So how are you working it out now? When you, let's say you have to talk to a prospective client in an hour with a developer or two, how are you coordinating that internally?
That's always been a challenge for me because I don't really like to take their devs out of their focus zone. So it's always like, okay, it's very strategic. Okay, so this person is about done, or this person's under a deadline, or this person has a little bit more wiggle room. And then after, you know, I'm going to have some choices of devs. And then after, I'm going, okay, with the experience and the technologies that they work with and how they can bring more value to the conversation and to the client. So, and then I will go like an hour before and say, hey, can you come with on a call with prospect clients? And they will usually say yes. So I actually, no one has never said no to me before. So
No. Yeah, because I think it's a little bit of a change for the person too.
They get
up. But so do you use Zoom in that scenario?
Yes, I will always use Zoom. Super easy to use. And I mean, we have the ability to record the calls also. So if we, you know, have questions or we don't remember a certain detail, we can easily go back to that video and just get that that piece of information.
Oh, so you record the Zoom conversations then?
Yes. Our clients that are, you know, used to work with us know that we are recording the calls, but usually with new clients, I do bring it up. And you know, I explained the same thing that I just did. It's just, you know, for their own good. So it's really, cause, another thing is that I really do focus on details. So I really want to make sure that, you know, all this very valuable information is recorded somewhere. Cause I mean, I do write notes down also, but I can't write everything, you know. So.
Yeah. So how do you keep track of everything? Because you got a lot of things going on. Do you use like a notepad? Do you use Google Calendar? Like, walk us through your process. Everyone has a different process. Most of them don't work.
Yeah.
If you go to the bookstore, the time planning and project managing section is massive, right? So, what's your solution?
It's really funny because every time that I start a new job, I always say, this time I'm going to go digital. I'm going to have my to-do list on my Google Calendar, and it's going to be, you know, but I always go back to the good old notebook. So that kind of looks like this. There is nothing better. There is nothing better than scratching something off your list. So, and I do it by, you know, using a highlighter. So, okay, I know that this is done. And the ones that, you know, are not done just yet, they're not highlighted. And next to each task, I will associate it to a number. So I will do one to sometimes up to 200 per week. And then every week I start again in one, number one. And then after, what happens though, is that I have multiple notebooks like this because I have things that haven't been scratched on this one. But that's just the best way for me to keep track of everything. I use a lot of, you know, my calendar. If I tell a client I will call you on Friday, I put that in my calendar on the Friday to give me that reminder, because sometimes, you know, the client will say, hey, can we just have a chat in 1 month? I will, you know, it's easier that way to kind of put the pin a month later digitally. But it's the only thing really that that is working for me. And I've tried so many things. I've tried Trello, I've tried monday.com, I've tried there's nothing as good as a good old notebook.
Wow, okay, that's interesting. So you don't transcribe anything from the notebook into the calendar unless it's something that you can't basically finish today.
Or
like tomorrow type of thing. And then if it's a little bit more in the distant future, you stick it on your calendar, but everything else stays in the notebook. Wow.
Yep.
And you understand your writing. So you're talking to a client, you're jotting stuff down. You understand all of that.
I really do. And it's very funny because the confinement, I was working on my laptop, but then now that I'm just like stationary, because at the office, you know, as you said, I'm always going to dev number one, dev number two, dev number three. So I'm just like always walking all day long in the office, but now I'm just stationary. So I can always have my notebook and just, you know, write it down. So that's going to be a challenge when we go back to the office to bring my notebook. since I will have my laptop, my notebook, you know, my, you know, highlighters and all of that, but I'll make it happen because I really find that this method is the best for me.
Okay, great. So I've gotten a lot of messages from staff talking about, you know, can't wait to go back to the office. It's funny, you know, even the ones that are, you know, always kind of are proponents of working from home are now getting to the point where they can't take it anymore. So, but I don't know if that's also related to the fact that they can't go out and, you know, have a beer at night. So it's probably, you know, compounding. How much do you miss the office? Number one. And what is like the main challenge you think you faced in these past 5 or 6 weeks? And it could be anything. It could be missing your mom. It could be your nice annoying boyfriend. It could be, you know, tools. Like, so tell me.
The first one is how much I miss the office. It's really funny because on Monday morning, I nearly put it on the Slack channel, but I got too busy and I kind of didn't write it. But Monday was the first time that I was like, wow, I miss my people. Like, I'm not someone that really get like that miss people very, very easily. So for me, this, because the past week was really hard. There was a lot of stress with work also. So it was just like, oh my God. I started to miss people last week, and especially this Monday, you know, kicking off a new week without having my people around me. I really felt that. And another reason, you know, that kind of just leads to the challenges is that most of the time when I'll be talking to someone, not to everyone, but to a lot of people, is when I, you know, you need to vent, or you only talk about, you know, the negative and what goes wrong. When I'm in the office, I have my coffee machine conversation that's going to provide me some valuable piece of information for my project. That's kind of like informal talk. And then we're going to be like, hey, yes, what you did yesterday was awesome. You delivered on time. Good job. So, you know, there's this interaction and this motivation that I can do just like by talking to a dev 30 seconds. Now it's more like, it's not the same. It's great to receive like a little message, because I always do that. You know, I will always say, hey, good job on this. You've done a great job. Client's super happy. And that's how I motivate people. But then sometimes, you know, the reality is it's not always, you know, nice and pink and, you know, rainbows and butterflies. Sometimes it's hard, and we need to have hard conversation and be like, hey, what happened here? Like, I'm not really happy with this. Why did you? So it's just, it's harder to have those harder conversations with people. And there's not this, you know, feeling of, I can't really be empathetic, or like, I can't be like, but just, you know, it's not the same thing as if I was in front of them. And just to say, you know, the feelings aren't interpreted the same. So that's what I miss. You know, I miss that human connection and just, yeah. So I just feel sometimes that big challenge is, you know, when I talk to you sometimes, Tony, it's just like, I don't say, hey, Tony, so this project goes really well. This project, like, everything is going great. What I'm going to say usually is like, Tony, we have a problem, you know? Yeah. And that's what happened for the past like 2 weeks. Every time that we were talking to each other, it was just negative stuff. And it was really hard to celebrate those little wins. Like, you know, when we sign a new client and I'm like, hey, the client just signed. And you're like, oh yes, this is awesome. You know, we don't have it. It's harder because now I'm just talking to you and it's negative. And that's really hard for me to have those conversations with you because you're busy with your own stuff. But, you know, so it's just, and it's not only with you, it's with other people also. So, yeah. That's one of the really big challenge.
That's a great point, because when you're in the office together in person and crossing each other, like in whether it's in a break room or whatever, that's when the good news sharing comes out. But I don't think that you're really going to reach out and say, hey, Tony, can we have a call in an hour? I want to talk to you about something, and then just give me some good news. And you'll probably think you're wasting my time or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. as opposed to when you need to speak to someone because it's a serious reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point. That's another, you know what? That's another great reason for being at the office.
True.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah. As far as major challenges, do you feel that some people on the team are handling it better than others? Like, do you feel that there's a time when you're talking to someone and you're like, man, this guy is really suffering? Like, for example, I'm not suffering. Like, working from home, I miss everybody, but the actual, like, getting up in the morning and just, like, walking a few feet to my kitchen and you know, and I can see that we both kind of take care of our appearance still.
The rare ones.
Yeah, that's another thing I don't understand is you're talking to some people sometimes and they're like, their hair is like this and their beard, and I'm like, okay, I understand you're working from home, but do you have a bathroom and a shower and a mirror at home? Mm. I think we all do, but it's kind of weird. I think it's kind of the roughing it sort of attitude.
But yeah, and also people that just don't dress up necessarily either because they're working from home.
Yeah, that's it. Mm. I guess they don't do video conferences, do you feel like, and go percentage wise, is there a percentage of your team members that you see on a regular basis that are kind of having a harder time than others? Are others thriving in this environment? Like, speak a little bit to that if you can.
There are many. I'll be really honest. I always am. So we're not, you know, gonna lie to each other. We do work in the tech industry, so lots of geeks. So some of them have been waiting for this all their lives, you know, to stay at home and game and just, you know, work from home. Yeah. So these guys, they're living their best lives. Even the guys that, however, that I know that on their free time, they will do programming.
Yeah.
They're starting to feel it. You know, some of them don't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and they, you know, they live alone. So they really start feeling pretty lonely. And even me, I am not lonely, and I feel like, It's hard to stay at home and always looking at the same walls. So I would say at the moment it's kind of 50-50. Like, it's just and it's breaking my heart because I have developed like great relationships with all of our devs, and some of them will come to me and they trust me enough to be like, yeah, today is hard. Like, today is
really
hard. Like,
okay.
And you know, I try to, like, you know, do my best and just, you know, reaching out to them. You know, sometimes, you know, I reached out to Steve and say, hey, this guy needs a little bit more TLC today, and you know, he's gonna take care of it. So yeah, so we're all in this together. And I mean, the what's breaking my heart is that there's so much that I can do when I'm at home. Like they, some of them call me mom. They call me mom. Like, I'm 29 years old. Like, and so, you know, I have like, we have a great, you know, chemistry, all of us together. And it's just very hard knowing that some of them are suffering and that can't do anything for them. They just need a hug, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a big challenge.
It is such a strange and crazy time. But I appreciate so much that you're there for the team. That's like really awesome. That's I couldn't ask for anything better. That's really great.
Thank you.
That's great. So about 50%, so half of your staff you see from time to time struggling, which is normal, you know.
Mm.
I think we all have our good days and bad days, and I think it's great that you recognize it and then you call it out, and Steve can maybe do something. Like, I think tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, if I read the Slack message correctly, everyone's getting delivered some chicken dinner. Is that what's happening?
Yes, that's gotta be great. Yeah. And then, you know, I called, okay, this is funny, but I called my mom and I told her, and she was like, oh, she was like, that would have been so much fun if you could have eaten all together. And I'm like, yeah, but no, like, it's, I don't know, perhaps we should do like a big Zoom call or something. I don't know. So I know some have kids, it may be more difficult, but yeah, perhaps we could do like a big family dinner.
That's a good idea, actually. I saw an event like that a couple of days ago. A friend of mine organized it. So yeah, maybe we'll do something like that. Where is your mom? Is she in Montreal?
No, but well, yeah, she's like in the outskirts of Montreal. It's about an hour away from here. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah. So I know now when we all get back to the office, there's going to be changes, right? So do you have anything in mind as to what you would possibly change? Like, you know, like I have in my mind, like, okay, when I get back to the office, I'm going to talk to the people more, I'm going to go visit clients more. There's all of that stuff. Do you have anything front of mind that you're planning?
I don't have anything yet, but I know I will, because what the confinement has given me is kind of the time to think on how I can improve myself as a technical account manager, and how we can do better for our clients, and how can I be better with the devs. And I, you know, did a big step back of like, okay, so that we had problems here, that works and all of that. So I know that the thing is, we don't really know when we're going to get back to the office yet. So in all transparency, I haven't thought about it yet, but I know that I will. But there's some things that we're working that, you know, will still apply, you know, the daily communication, perhaps just more talking to the people even more. So that will be, a challenge.
Staff members or clients talking more?
And talking to the devs, because it's insane the information that you can get out of them.
Yeah.
Because sometimes,
the clients they're working for, their projects or... Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes they're just playing on their own, and you know, they have like, they're working. And that's a reality also, that I don't have this luxury working from home. Is sometimes I'll just have this gut feeling that I'm like, okay, I'm going to go see that person. Mm-hmm. Yesterday they weren't going great, but then I'm like, hey, how are you doing? And they're like, oh, now that you're asking, you know, I'm having this major roadblock. If I would have not gone to see them, I would have never found out about it. So I don't have this, you know, this energy where I can be like, hey, I haven't seen this guy in a while. I'm going to go talk to him, you know? So yeah, talking to the people more is definitely on my list.
Awesome. Yeah, I find that programmers kind of keep a lot in. They're definitely a different breed of person when they're working. Like, honestly, there's some programmers that I just don't understand. I'm like, how can this person sit there all day and just work and work and work? I guess it must be the adrenaline of the code, or the adrenaline of getting something done, that drives them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, if I'm editing an agreement document for an hour, I'm done. I need to take a break. They're definitely a special breed of person. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Last question. I think this is probably going to be one of my last questions, but what do you think the reaction would be if there's a slow return to normal, as opposed to, hey, you know, we found a vaccine, everyone can go to work on Monday as per normal, no more social distancing. Like, okay, that's probably a fantasy world, but how do you feel the reaction? First of all, how will your reaction be? Because I'm super interested in you personally too, because you're a millennial, you're successful, you're hardworking, energetic. Like, so it's important. I find it a little bit fascinating. So how do you feel your reaction would be if they say, okay, we don't have a vaccine yet, but things seem to be getting a little bit better. You all can go back to the office if you like, keeping social distancing and all that weirdness. How do you feel? Do you feel that you're ready to embark into that world? Or you would rather just let me work from home until until they call the all clear 100%? How do you feel about that?
It's a great question.
Mm.
Because I have to be super vulnerable to say it, but
yeah, be honest and vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah. I really want. I'd love. I don't know if it's courage, but the thing with this virus, it's that you can be a carrier without knowing it and propagating it without knowing it, and that's what I'm really, really scared about. And some young and healthy people, you know, have passed because they have contracted the virus, probably most likely because they had underlying health issues, and God bless them. But I'm extremely scared because I'm healthy, I'm young, and perhaps I could contract it and, you know, give it to people without knowing about it. My mom has a very fragile health, so I would hate to just go see her and then, you know, like just giving it to her, because the reality is I don't know what would happen, you know. But the same thing goes if my boyfriend starts go back to, you know, to his normal life, and you know he has to see all, he sees his clients face to face, and he brings it home, and I don't know, I'm definitely gonna get it. But I mean, I don't know what the right answer is, because it's so easy to contract it. But I feel like it's either we all make the same, you know, confinement until the end, or we don't, and this thing will just stay in our lives every day. I don't know what the right answer is. There's just so many questions and there's so many unknowns. So yeah. I'll take it by day, I guess.
It's a good point, because also if they do say, and I'm talking about the government turns around and says, okay, you know, on this date, you can go back to your offices and we don't have a vaccine, like we don't have this all figured out, but of course everyone's thinking about the economy. You can go back to your offices and maintain the social distancing awkwardness. I'm not sure that I would make it compulsory for our company, you know, because I know that a lot of people, judging from the way that everyone was acting before we were told to self-confine, a lot of people were nervous. A lot of, you know, employees were coming up to me and saying, hey, Tony, what are we doing? Like, are we going to start working from home? Because this is getting serious, you know? So it might be, even if the government calls all clear, sort of, I'm not sure that everyone's going to want to come in. And I kind of don't blame them, you know? Mm-hmm. So again, I think we're really blessed to be in our industry where we're able to work from home, as long as our clients keep, you know, maintaining and they are actually economically able to continue running their businesses. So it's a massive circle that, you know, we have to get through, but so far so good.
Yeah, so far so good. Yeah. And you know, and that's a big thing that the confinement has taught me, and I think has taught a lot of people, is to really focus on the little things and just to really positive about going back to basics. And I think that us as a society will grow much stronger, and you know, we'll be a little bit more grateful as to what is given to us. And going back to basics for me is just being grateful, just to wake up, to be healthy, to, you know, be able to work, just the little things, you know, that we take for granted every day. I think I truly hope that everyone will be a little bit more grateful about everything, because we are truly blessed. Yeah,
absolutely. And of course we're talking about a situation of people who are stressed and could be a little bit depressed, but they actually have jobs, right? So you could have a neighbor right now who's completely out of a job, and they have a completely different reality and a completely different reason to be stressed and to perhaps look at us and say, yeah, well, at least you guys are working, right? And it's the same thing with someone who has a virus who's in ICU now. They're not thinking of anything else other than survival. So, you know, everyone has different levels of you know, things they're going through. But yeah, I agree. Being grateful, you can't be grateful and stressed at the same time. You can only experience one emotion at a time. And if you can experience gratitude, then that's really cool. V, you're awesome. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day. I want to really thank you for being so great, being such a great technical account manager, project manager, project coordinator, mentor, mom, all of that stuff that you are. You're really great. And that's the reason why I wanted to have you on today, because I'm saying, man, she's like just kicking butt. I got to pick her brain and find out how she's making it happen. So I really appreciate this time you spent, and continue kicking butt, and say hi to your mom for me.
Aw, thank you. Yes, I will. Thank you so much, Tony. It was a pleasure. Bye. Hey, bye. Bye.